Ball breaks loose, gets in the lane, high-arching 14-footer, swish, Paul.
The last 2 weeks have been nothing but rainbows and unicorns for the Suns. 7 straight wins in the NBA playoffs, getting some rest as they wait to see who they're playing in the Western Conference Finals. But a little over an hour ago, the hammer dropped when Shams Charania of The Athletic reported that Chris Paul entered the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols, meaning he's out indefinitely. Could this be, as our friend Jason Vesey just tweeted, the new championship killer variant of coronavirus? Vince Murata is the Suns PA announcer, also co-host of Bickley and Murata on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Vince, the Suns have not yet confirmed or commented or said word one about this report. Should we read anything into that?
I don't think so. When you get reports like this, they're very hush-hush. We've seen it with the Suns. A couple of their players have been in the health and safety protocols throughout the season. Cam Johnson was one. Frank Kaminsky was another. Obviously, this was earlier in the COVID-19 timetable, but there was very little information to be had. So I wouldn't expect much in terms of a difference in how the Suns are dealing with this.
This doesn't mean Chris Paul has COVID necessarily. What does it mean?
That's a great question. We don't know. There's a lot of unanswered questions here. If he's in the protocol, it's dangerous to speculate. It was a positive test, but we don't know. Chris Paul has not made public whether or not he's vaccinated. That could shorten the timetable in terms of his absence.
It could be that somebody in his household has it, or somebody he's been exposed to with it, right?
True. That is true. And we've seen that unfold in the NBA as well. I would hope that with the circumstances so heavy heading into the Western Conference Finals that maybe the Suns would be a little bit more free with their information. I don't know. I mean, This is potentially the latest in a long line of playoff gut punches for the Phoenix Suns.
I thought they got
through the one with Chris Paul's shoulder, but here we go again. And I know a lot of people are listening, longtime Suns fans are listening and thinking, wow, we can't have nice things, can we?
Yeah, right. We're talking with Vince Murata of Bickley and Murata on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. He also happens to be the Suns PA announcer about this report from The Athletic that Chris Paul, Suns star guard, has entered the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. How does this work, Vince, since he's been in close contact with all of his coaches and his teammates, probably even got close to you on the sidelines there? Do they now all get tested? Are they all in the clear if they've been vaccinated? How does that work?
I can't speak with any certainty on how the players' testing goes. I know as an employee of the Suns and being on the floor level, until recently, I had to get 2 negative tests for every game that I attended and worked.
Wow.
You know, for fully vaccinated individuals now, that's gone down to 1 negative test per game. I would guess it's more stringent in terms of the testing calendar for the players, but I can't speak with any certainty on that.
So I guess we're really, really, really hoping at this point that the Clippers-Jazz series goes to 7 games to start off the conference finals, like maybe next Tuesday, and have time to get Chris Paul back. Or how does that even work? How long is he going to have to sit out?
I think, well, right now, if he's fully vaccinated, it could be a 5 to 7 day is what I've learned, a 5 to 7 day absence. Again, we don't know that information. That's a big bit of information. But that's the one thing that hasn't changed in all of this, Jim, is I think yesterday, just in terms of rest and getting ready for the Western Conference Final, Suns fans were hoping for a long Clippers-Jazz series. Now you have to put everything into hoping for a long series. And there was a break on that this morning, too, with Kawhi Leonard's injury for the Clippers. You know, he might be out for the rest of the series. That would indicate maybe a 7-game series. So it could potentially work out for the Suns on that front.
I think we should petition for a best 5 of 9 now, and just extend that series even more, right?